School days, dear old golden rule days, written and written in arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my queen in calico, I was your bashful barefoot beau, and you wrote on my slate, I love you, Joe, when we were a couple.
School days. Before I tell you more about the adventures I had growing up, I want to remind you that while all this was going on, I was going to school. Well, most of the time anyway. So let me tell you a few stories from my school days. They might not be exactly in the order or the way they occurred, but they're the way I remember them happening. Going to school was a toss-up for me. I wanted to learn, but oftentimes it wasn't a priority for my father or my mother if there was an odd chore that needed to be done. So it wasn't for me either. "You're late again, Orion," Mr. Newman warned as I tried to creep quietly through the schoolhouse door. "Sorry," I said, trying to slick the snow off my wet hair. I was still showing the remains of a recent snowball fight. "I had to milk the cow." "Hmm," he replied. "Your sister Lottie was on time." "She doesn't milk cows," I pointed out as my flimsy excuse. "Does your cousin Adeline?" he queried. "I haven't seen him yet today." "I don't know, sir," I said, slipping in on the bench in the back of the classroom. "Hmm," he said, his face stern, as he slipped out the schoolhouse door. It wasn't more than 2 minutes before Mr. Newman came back into the warm room as a blast of cold wind entered with him. Adeline's voice was a high squeak as he said, "Let me down, please!" Mr. Newman had him by the nape of the neck, holding on to Adeline's wet coat. Before I could take a breath of air, he hollered, "You boys get into the closet," which we did, very quickly. That day, we got the paddling we deserved in front of the whole class. I remember when we were kids, we played a game in the schoolyard with marbles. Purg, we called it. Not sure, but I think we may have just made it up ourselves. There'd be two of us. We'd dig a little hole. We'd line our marbles up. One kid's marbles on one side, the other kid's line of marbles on the other side. We'd take turns shooting the marbles at the purg hole. The kid who got the most marbles, rocks we called him, into the purg hole, won the game. And the one who won the game got to take all the other kids' marbles. We weren't shy about being the winner either. Usually, the kid who won, I won more than my share, would gather all the marbles up in his fist and then bang them against the fist of the loser. But we weren't all that mean, because loser got to fist the winner, too. It was a lot of fun. There was a boy who was quite shy, didn't play much with the rough and tumble school boys. But the boys liked to play purg with him. He usually lost all his marbles. So one day, after they won all his marbles, I decided to win them all back for him, which I did. I took him aside, handed them to him. "I don't want them," he said. "My mother buys me lots of pretty ones for me so the other kids will play with me. You keep them. Besides, you let me win once in a while." I went home pleased that day with a better understanding of my shy friend and a bunch of shiny marbles to play with. I had some very good school teachers. We had one in the third grade. Her name was Mrs. Dodge. She was quite strict. Kids made up a little poem. "Here I stand before Mrs. Dodge. She's going to hit me, and I'm going to dodge." I thought that was really something. I must tell you, Adeline Lay, who's related to me, he's in the Lay family. Adeline and I, one Valentine's year, we gave Mrs. Dodge a nice little box. We wrapped this up, and we give it to Mrs. Dodge. And inside of the box was a little mouse. She opened it up, seen it there. A little mouse, just a little mouse, and she screamed. She jumped up on top of her desk screaming, "Mr. Newman! Mr. Newman! Mr. Newman!" Mr. Newman was the principal. "Mr. Newman! Mr. Newman!" And the other kids told on us. So we got caught. Mr. Newman was a tall, dark-complected guy. And he looked kind of mean to us as kids, you know. He took us up there in front of the class, me and Adeline. We gave her a happy Valentine's Day scream, though. That was wrong. We should have done that. We were kids, though. That wasn't the first pat-on I got from Mr. Newman. Wasn't the last, either. We had a lot of fun. The next day, Miss Dodge made me and Adeline stand in the clothes closet. We had to stand in that little clothes closet over there with coats and stuff. It was cold in there, because we were having a cold snap. Me and Adeline had to stand in there and face the rest of the school. They had dunce chairs. They'd put that dunce hat on you, and they'd set you in the chair in the corner. You'd sit over there in the corner with that dunce hat on. I don't remember if I ever sat on that chair or not, but I can remember that other girls and boys did sit on that chair. We had another teacher by the name of Ms. Lee, Ella May Lee. She was a very fine woman. She'd get us kids up to read. We had to read in front of the class then. She'd been teaching us to spell and this and that. She asked me to get up and read a sentence, and I couldn't read it the way she figured I should read it. So she kept me after school. She made me write that sentence on the blackboard. I don't know how many times. It was a big blackboard, too. I don't remember what the sentence was now. And she made me write that thing so many times, you'd think I never would have forgotten it. That was tough. But she was a very kind person. She also took some kids and me to silent movies and had us read the captions. She really did want us to learn to read. In them days, we had an outhouse out back of the school. And being there were so many of us kids, it was a long outhouse. It'd be long from here, 15, 20 feet, so there'd be room for 5 or 6 kids if they all had to go to the outhouse at the same time. This one day, I don't remember who the teacher was. It wasn't Ms. Dodge. Maybe it was Ms. Riding. I can't remember. She told this little girl to get up and read, and that little girl kept holding up her hand and to go out to the outhouse. And Mrs. Riding said, "No, you have to read first. You just want an excuse not to read." And that little girl stood up, and she started reading, and then the water run right down her leg and right out onto the floor. Poor little girl. I can see her now. So embarrassed. And then the teacher realized that she really did have to go out to the outhouse. We walked to school. We were in town, so we walked or ran most of the time. We ran in the wintertime because it was cold and there was snow on the ground. Mother'd make overall moccasins for us, as kids, me and Lottie. She'd put pieces of cardboard boxes in the moccasins or anything else that'd cushion our feet, and we'd run to school. Sometimes barefooted, run all the way to school. Oftentimes Lottie and I sang on the way home from school. Lottie'd say, "I love the song School Days. Let's sing it." So we'd both bellow out that song. School days, good old golden rule days, reading and writing and arithmetic, hark to the tune of a hickory stick. "Do you have a bashful barefoot beau?" I teased. "Course not," Lottie denied the charge. "Yeah, I know, I laughed, running away from her. "You got several. I seen the I love you Valentine's from half the boys at school."
School days, dear.